Side by Side in Orbit. A The Untamed fanfic. Written by Anonymous. Read by Black Glass. The water is warm here. Warmer than any river that flowed off of Da Fan Mountain. Wenqing looks at her legs, hanging off the dock, water plants drifting by, and fat fish tickling at her feet. I am deeply skeptical of this project, she says. Jiang Cheng is just in his trousers in the water. His hair is tied up in a bun on top of his head. Stripped of all the silk and linen that composes his clothing, without his jewelry and weapons, he looks almost ordinary. He could be a fisherman on this lake, plying it for its treasures. He scoffs. It's barely to my hips, he says. You can drown in less than a thimbleful of water, she answers. It's true. I won't let you down, he says. I swear to you, I will not let you drown. She looks at him. She knows her expression is grim. His is surprisingly calm and open, at ease. She slips into the water. She took off her clothes long before this point. They're folded neatly next to his, further up the dock. She's practically naked, in just her moxiong. It's long, and she's glad for that. Although Jiang Cheng assured her he had seen legs before, she's uncertain if he'd seen anything above them. Still, his eyes remain firmly fixed on hers as she gets into the water. Fuck, that's cold! She shouts. He laughs. You'll get used to it, he says. It's a little warmer over here by me, in the sun. He promised her that this would be when the water is warmest, when it's spent all day under the sun. She's skeptical of that, too. The mud sticks to the bottom of her feet, and she wades slowly over to him. He offers his large square hands to her, and she takes them tightly. If we were meant to swim, the gods would have seen fit to give us gills, she mutters darkly. I didn't realize your discomfort with the water was due to a religious objection, he answers. Tell me, when did you become a nun? She glares at him, and his eyes glitter. The mirth is unfamiliar, and unfortunately, very handsome. They're standing in front of each other, in the water. He's taller than her, she realizes. That's easier to see without all the ceremony and bluster. Two people, practically naked. Have you ever floated before? He asks. What? No, she answers. He nods. You're going to hate this, he says. I need you to lie back into the water. Are you crazed? She demands. Listen to me, he says. What we're going to do, you're going to lay back into the water on top of my hands, okay? And we'll find the part of you where you float. It's in your center, right? Just to get you comfortable being held by the water. I'm going to drown, she spits. You aren't going to drown, he says. I'm not going to let you drown. She feels his knuckles shift under the grip of her hands. I'm not going to let you drown, Wenqing, okay? This is the first step. This is how every child in Yunmeng learns how to swim. You have to learn how to float. I would prefer to be in control of this, thanks, she spits back. Jiang Cheng looks at her. She sees him take a deep breath, and then another. I know it is not in your nature to surrender control, he says, voice quiet. But sometimes that is the only way to experience authentic joy. She looks at him, at his square jaw and high cheekbones, and broad, strong shoulders, at the raw, confident strength of him, standing in the water, openly and honestly asking her to trust him. We could try something else, he says quietly, but it's more, intimate. She raises an eyebrow. Jiang Wanyin, if this is some elaborate excuse to feel me up, I will drown you. He shakes his head. No, I could... My sister and I would... He sighs, briskly, flustered. I could take your hands and we could lie back together. You'd be on top of me, but we'd both be floating. And if you got worried, I'd be right underneath you, so you wouldn't sink. She grits her teeth. She regrets this intensely. Okay, she says. Okay. Zhang Cheng nods a couple of times. Okay. Do you want to turn around, or... She rolls her eyes. The view from behind her is beautiful. The sun is heavy in the sky, already beginning to turn orangey red with impending sunset. It catches on the water, throwing light every which way, as beautiful as beaten brass, as firelight. A bird with wide wings and long limbs comes down from the sky, and with a splash, pulls something out of the water, either a frog or a fish. Jiang Cheng's strong arms wrap over her. Her hands find his. She's pressed against his chest. Okay, he says. We're going to start easing down. Okay, she says, nodding. Okay, he repeats. Wait, wait, slower, slower, she says, panting as they start to lean back. Okay, he says again. Okay. The water creeps up her hips. Her mo xiong floats up in the water, bright red against clear water. And then she's wholly horizontal. The water frames her face, covering her ears. Her nose and lips are out of the water, though. Jiang Cheng's arms move. Her own arms move with them. He doesn't let go of her hands. And the feeling is so strange. Her hips are light, just below her belly, just above her pelvis. The center of her chest, her little breasts just large enough to pull the shape of her up. Her hair floats around her. She can feel it echoing the movement of her head. Zhang Cheng's voice is gentle. From under the water, it sounds far away. See? That's how you float, he says. You fall, and you trust it to catch you. And it will. Wen Qing takes a deep breath. And another. Just below her, the broad and careful shape of Zhang Cheng in the water, catching her if she falls. End of story. Thanks for listening.